on and coke and everything. Now wisdom went to wait for you at the pathway that you're going to pass, and he's still crying. Nobody listen. At the concourses, pathways, nobody listened to wisdom. And do you know the final thing that he did? When he couldn't get anyone to listen, he now went to the gate where you're going to enter and come out. Yet, nobody listened. Because the question is, if wisdom is crying and is making himself available, is anybody getting something from here? If wisdom is available, crying, and why is it that people are not applying wisdom into their lives, into their situation, and getting solution? Because wisdom is everywhere. But yet, we are still battled and embattled and faced and stuck with problems at home, at work, on the street, in our finance, in our health. We are still constantly being embattled by problem, situation, and circumstances. Something is wrong. If wisdom is available, why are we still stuck? And that is why this issue of renew our mind comes. Because wisdom says, I'm crying, I'm available, I want things to work for you, but nobody's listening to me. And as a result of that, I don't know what to do. I will give you this, I will bring this to a close this morning because of our time. Church, look at me, pay attention to this. One of the reasons why I'm catching your spirit, Glory, I know you are asking. That's why I'm connecting with your eyes. As I'm seeing your eyes, my spirit is connecting with you as well. One of the reasons why people are stuck is because we have three types of wisdom. Somebody say amen. How many? So we have human wisdom, the wisdom of man. That is when everything seems good in your eyes, the way you want it. Somebody say number one. Then we have demonic wisdom. It's still wisdom. And then we have godly wisdom. Many people are stuck with human wisdom and demonic wisdom. Human wisdom is, this is what I think is good, and that's what I'm going to do. As a matter of fact, when you look at it, the person can justify the reason why he's taking that position. This is what I've made up my mind, that's what I'm going to do. No, this is what I'm going to do. Somebody say human wisdom. And when you take that position, you don't even know whether it's God's will or not. Because you don't want to know. At the same time, there is demonic wisdom. Wisdom that is coming as a result of influence of demonic spirit. It's still wisdom. It will look wise in your eyes. But there is godly wisdom. Let me show you the scripture, and then we'll bring this to a close this morning. And maybe when we come next. Remember, what are we looking at? This year we'll renew our mind, isn't it? And I need to know. You see, one thing about the book of Proverbs that we're going to examine is this. The book of Proverbs is not a doctrinal book. It's a practical book. It's where you learn practical Christianity. Why is it practical? You know, listen to this, church. Please, just bear with me. I know we're together. When God gave the laws, when God gave Moses the law, thou shalt not commit adultery, right? He didn't tell them what will happen if they commit adultery. He just said, thou shalt not. But how many of us know that the mind of man is always inquisitive? Whatever they ask you not to do, that's what you want to do. Are we together? So when the Bible says that thou shalt not commit adultery, you didn't tell them the reason why, thou shalt not steal. You didn't tell them what the consequences is going to be. So what happened now is, when people began to commit adultery, now Israel began to look, that person